Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldar and Dayan Mezeches Nazir Daf Mem Zayin, the beginning of the seventh parak Kohen Gadol. So the three tops are going to focus on. Number one, the seventh parak begins. Kohen Gadol v'Nazir ein metamin l'krovein. A Kohen Gadol and a Nazir cannot become tamei for the deceased relatives, in contrast to an ordinary Kohen. A metamin l'meis mitzvah, but they may become tamei for a corpse with no one else to bury it. If a Kohen Gadol and Nazir were alone and found a meis mitzvah, Rabbi Eliezer says the Kohen Gadol should become tamei rather than the Nazir, and the Chachamim say the Nazir should become tamei even before a Kohen Hedyot. Eliezer explains, Yitame Kohen, she'eno may be carbon al tumaso. The Kohen should become tamei because he doesn't bring a carbon for his tumah, while Yitame Nazir should may be carbon al tumaso, but the Nazir should not become tamei since he brings a carbon for his tumah. This indicates that the Nazir's Kedusha is greater. The Chachamim explained their rationale, Yitame Nazir, she'en Kedusha so Kedusha's Olam. The Nazir should become tamei because his Kedusha is temporary, while Yitame Kohen, she'en Kedusha so Kedusha's Olam, but the Kohen should not become tamei because his Kedusha is permanent. Point number two, the Gemara presents three cases dealing with types of Kohen Gadol and teaches which should become Tamei based on the relative Kedusha. Mashuach b'shemen ha-mishcha u'meruba begadim, between a Kohen Gadol anointed with the anointing oil and one invested only through the extra clothing, the one anointed with oil is greater and the other should become Tamei, because the anointed one has the halach of a Kohen Gadol that he brings a par kon Mashiach, a bull for transgressing an Issacharis based on his mistaken ruling, instead of an ordinary chatas of a female sheep, and a meruba begadim does not. An active Kohen Gadol, even if invested only as a Meruba Begadim, is greater than a Meshuach Sha'avar, an anointed Kohen Gadol who passed from his position, although he was anointed, because the former is Avid Avoda, performs the Avoda actively as Kohen Gadol, and the latter is not fit for Avoda. Aver Machmas Kiruyo, one who passed from a position as Kohen Gadol because he's a Balkari, is greater than one who was Aver Machmas Mumo, passed because of a blemish which disqualified him from a vote, because Haychazi L'Avoda L'Machar, this Balkari is fit for a vote tomorrow when he becomes Tahor. And point number three, the Gemara inquires, Meshulch Melchama Uskan, Heimenayu Adif, between a Kohen anointed for war and a deputy Kohen Gadol, which of them is greater? Meshulch Melchama Adif, Dechazilu Melchama, do we say the anointed one for war is greater because he's fit for war, as the Gemara will explain? Or Dilma Skan Adif, Dechazilu Avoda, or perhaps the Skan is greater because he's fit for Avoda as a substitute for the Kohen Gadol when needed? The Gemara quotes a Braisa which explicitly says that the Meshulch Melchama should become Tami for a Meis Mitzvah before the Skan. The Gemara adds that another braisa states, Meshulch Melchama kodem uskan. The Meshulch Melchama precedes the skan. Marzutra explains, Le'inyan ha'chayusam Meshulch Melchama adif, regarding sustaining him, meaning determining whom should be saved first, which is the subject of the second braisa, the Meshulch Melchama takes precedence, the Talibei Rabbi, because the masses are dependent on him. Regarding Tuma, however, the skan is more important because of the role of the skan, Shim Erubo Psuah, so that if a Psuah occurred to the Kohen Gadol, Hari Nichnas Mishamish Takhtav, the skan would enter and serve in his stead. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the seventh parak begins. Kohen Gadol v'Nazir ein metamin l'krovein. A Kohen Gadol and a Nazir cannot become tamei for their deceased relatives, in contrast to a Kohen Hedyot. Ava metamin l'meis mitzvah, but they may become tamei for a corpse with no one else to bury it. If a Kohen Gadol and Nazir were alone and found a meis mitzvah, Rabbi Eliezer says the Kohen Gadol should become tamei rather than the Nazir, and the Chachamim say the Nazir should become tamei even before a Kohen Hedyot. Rabbi Eliezer explains, Yitame Kohen, she'eno may be carbon al tumaso. The Kohen should become tamei because he doesn't bring a carbon for his tumah, while Yitame Nazir should may be carbon al tumaso, but the Nazir should not become tamei since he brings a carbon for his tumah. This indicates that the Nazir's Kedusha is greater. The Chachamim explained their rationale, Yitame Nazir, she'en Kedusha so Kedusha's Olam. The Nazir should become tamei because his Kedusha is temporary, while Yitame Kohen, she'en Kedusha so Kedusha's Olam, but the Kohen should not become tamei because his Kedusha is permanent. Point number two, the Gemara presents three cases dealing with types of Kohen Gadol and teaches which should become tamei based on the relative Kedusha. Meshulch b'shemen ha-mishcha u'meruba begadim, between a Kohen Gadol anointed with the anointing oil and one invested only through the extra clothing, the one anointed with oil is greater and the other should become tamei, because the anointed one has the halach of a Kohen Gadol that he brings a par kon Mashiach, a bull for transgressing an Issacharis based on his mistaken ruling, instead of an ordinary chatas of a female sheep, and a meruba begadim does not. An active Kohen Gadol, even if invested only as a Meruba Begadim, is greater than a Meshuach Sha'avar, an anointed Kohen Gadol who passed from his position, although he was anointed, because the former is Avid Avoda, performs the Avoda actively as Kohen Gadol, and the latter is not fit for Avoda. Aver Machmas Kiruyo, one who passed from a position as Kohen Gadol because he's a Balkari, is greater than one who was Aver Machmas Mumo, passed because of a blemish which disqualified him from a vote, because Haychazi L'Avoda L'Machar, this Balkari is fit for Avoda tomorrow when he becomes Tahor. And point number three, the Gemara inquires, Meshulch Melchama Uskan, Heimenayu Adif, between a Kohen anointed for war and a deputy Kohen Gadol, which of them is greater? Meshuch Mochama Adiv to Chazigul Mochamad, we say the anointed one for war is greater because he's fit for war, as Gemara will explain. Or Dilma Skan Adiv to Chazigul Avoda, or perhaps the Skan is greater because he's fit for Avoda as a substitute for the Kohen Gadol when needed. The Gemara quotes a brisa which explicitly says that the Meshul Mochama should become tummy for a Meis Mitzvah before the Skan. The Gemara adds that another brisa states, Meshuch Mochama Kodem Skan. The Meshuch Mochama precedes the Skan. Mazutra explains the inyan hachayusam Meshuch Mochama Adiv regarding sustaining him, meaning determining whom should be saved first, which is the subject of the second brisa. The Meshuch Mochama takes precedence at Talibei Rabbim because the masses are dependent on him. Regarding Tuma, however, the Skan is more important because of the role of the Skan. Shim erub psua, so that if a psua occurred to the Kohen Gadol, hari nichnas mishamish takta, the Skan would enter and serve in his stead. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Mem Zayin, and our standard Siman is a maze. A maze. So here goes. The Kohen Gadol and the hairy maze who rushed ahead of the Nazir, who was delayed dealing with the maze mitzvah, got stuck behind two Kohanim Gadoim, one a Meshuch B'Shem and a Mishcha, and another was a Meruba Baganim, debating who should deal with another maze mitzvah. As a Meshuch Machama and Skan Kohen Gadol were racing to the end to see who was greater. Once again, in slow motion. The Kohen Gadol and the hairy maze, that must be Meron Duff, Mem Zion. The Kohen Gadol and the hairy maze who rushed ahead of the Nazir, who was delayed dealing with a maze mitzvah, which reminds us. The seventh parak begins, Kohen Gadol and Nazir ein mitamim krovein. A Kohen Gadol and a Nazir cannot become tamim for their deceased relatives, in contrast to a Kohen Hedyot, a mitamim a maze mitzvah, but they may become tamim for a corpse with no one else to bury it. If a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir were alone and found a maze mitzvah, it's a machlokas Rabbi Yezu and the Chachamim, who should become tamim first. So, the Kohen Gadol and the hairy maze who rushed ahead of the Nazir, who was delayed dealing with a maze mitzvah, got stuck behind two Kohanim Gadoim, one on Meshuch, Meshem, and a Mishcha, and another who was a Meruba Bagadim, debating who should deal with another maze mitzvah, which reminds us. The Gemara presents three cases dealing with types of Kohen Gadol, and teaches which should become Tamei based on the relative Kedusha. The first case is between a Meshuch, Meshem, and a Mishcha, and a Meruba Bagadim, a Kohen Gadol anointed with the anointing oil, and one invested only through the extra clothing. In this case, the one anointed with oil is greater, and the other should become Tamei, because the anointed one has the halach of a Kohen Gadol that he brings a par Kohen Mashiach, a bull for transgressing an Issacharis based on his mistaken ruling, instead of an ordinary chatas of a female sheep, and a Meruba Baganim does not. So, the Kohen Gadol and the hairy maze who rushed ahead of the Nazir, who was delayed dealing with a maze mitzvah, got stuck behind two Kohanim Gadoim, one a Meshuch, Meshem, and a Mishcha, and another was a Meruba Bagadim, debating who should deal with another maze mitzvah. As a Meshuch, Mochama, and Skan Kohen Gadol were racing to the end to see who was greater? Which reminds us, the Gemara inquires, Meshuch Mochama Uskan Heimenehu Adif, between a Kohen Gadol anointed for war and a deputy Kohen Gadol, which of them is greater? Meshuch Mochama Adif to Chazigul Mochama, do we say that the one anointed for war is greater because he's fit for war, as the Gemara will explain? Or Dilma Skan Adif to Chazigul Avoda, or perhaps the Skan is greater because he's fit for Avoda as a substitute for the Kohen Gadol when needed? So once again, the Kohen Gadol and the hairy maze who rushed ahead of the Nazir, who was delayed dealing with a maze mitzvah, got stuck behind two Kohanim Gadoim, one a Meshuch, Meshem, and a Mishcha, and another, who was a Meruba Bagadim, debating who should deal with another maze mitzvah. As a Meshuch, Mochama, and Skan Kohen Gadol were racing to the end to see who was greater. All right, so now it's time for four Bula Bach Hazara. Daf Mem Gimel. So the Simmer Daf Mem Gimel is a magazine. So here goes. The Nazir tore open the roof to his carriage that was covered in hairy magazines. Magazines? That must be one Daf Mem Gimel. The Nazir tore open the roof to his carriage that was covered in hairy magazines, thus becoming Tameh, while simultaneously entering a cemetery. Which reminds the Gemara discusses how Tumah and Bia can occur simultaneously, since even if a Nazir was Tar when entering an Ol of a Tumah, he always becomes Tameh before he enters the Ol, no matter how he enters, since most of his body must be inside to be deemed entering. Rabbah answers, Kagon Shenichnas Beshita Tevo Migdal. It's a case where he entered the cemetery in a carriage, trunk, or closet, protecting him from Tuma, and his friend came and removed the roof whereby the Tuma and entry occur simultaneously. Rishonim add that he must have assisted in the removal of the roof to receive Malkus. Marbar Ravashi gives a different answer involving a Goseis. So, the Nazir tore open the roof to his carriage that was covered in hairy magazines, thus becoming Tameh, while simultaneously entering a cemetery, because he got spooked from a Goseis lying next to him, which reminds us, two different sources are brought to teach that a Kohen is not forbidden to come in contact with a man until the moment he dies. Reish Lakish says the nafka mina between them is a Goseis, a dying man. Although he cannot be classified as dead, he can be included in the pasuk Lehechalo, since he can be called a Chalal, a slain person, since most Goseis seem die. The Gemara asks for a Mishnah, which clearly states that a person is not metame until he actually dies, and answers that although tumah is not transmitted, the Kohen still profanes himself by coming in contact with the goseis. So the Nezer tore open the roof to his carriage that was covered in hairy magazines, thus becoming tame, while simultaneously entering a cemetery, because he got spooked from a goseis lying next to him when he started reading from a magazine article about the burial of a Kohen's father whose head was cut off, which reminds us, Rav Chisda quoted Rav, Nikta Rosh Hashol Aviv Ein Matamilo. If a Kohen's father's head was cut off, he could not become Tame for his burial. His reason is because the Pasuk says L'Aviv for his father, which implies Bezman Shu Hushalim V'lo Bezman Shu Chaser, only when the father's body is whole, but not when it is deficient. Daf Mem Dalad. So the Simmer Daf Mem Dalad is mud. So here goes. The three Nazars who each got stuck in the hairy Homer mud. Mud? That must be on Daf Mem Dalad. The three Nazirs who each got stuck in the hairy Chomer mud, one for tumah, one for shaving, and one for eating from the grapevine, which reminds us, the next Mishnah lists the three Isurim of a Nazir, tumah, shaving, and products of the grapevine, and proceeds to list the various Chumras of the prohibitions compared to each other. So, the three Nazirs who each got stuck in the hairy Chomer mud, one for tumah, one for shaving, and one for eating from the grapevine, start to throw mud towards the Tami Naz who shaved on the eighth day and brought his karbanas the same day, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Teglachas tumah ketzad, how is the shaving for a Nazir Tame done? Hayamaz b'shlishi b'shvi, he would sprinkle on the third and seventh day, with mechatas u'magaleach b'shvi, and shave on the seventh, u'maybe karbanos of b'shmini, and bring his karbanas on the eighth. If he shaved on the eighth day instead, Rabbi Kiva says he may nonetheless bring his karbanas on that same day. Rabbi Kiva explains to Rabbi Tarfon the difference between a Nazir and a Metzora is that by a Nazir, his tahara is dependent on the days, not on shaving, whereas a Metzora shaving is part of the tahara process. Therefore, if the Metzora shaved on the eighth day, he must be tovel again afterwards and is not tahor until sunset, delaying his karbanas to the ninth. So the three Nazirs who each got stuck in the hairy Chomer mud, one for tumah, one for shaving, and one for eating from the grapevine, start to throw mud towards the Tami Nazir who shaved on the eighth day and brought his karbanas the same day, but missed and splattered the Zav Tful Yom, who was not permitted to enter the gates of Nicanor, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses when a Zav, who is a Tful Yom, cannot enter the Machane Levia. Daf Mem Hei, so the Simmer Daf Mem Hei is Monopoly. So here goes. The Nazir who moved his hairy razor piece on the Tahor Nazir Monopoly board. Monopoly? That must be one Daf Mem Hei. Monopoly. The Nazir who moved his hairy razor piece on the Tahor Nazir Monopoly board once his first carbon was brought, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Tichlach is a Tahara Ketzad. How is the shaving of a Nazir in Tahara done? He brought three animals, a chattas, an ol, and a shlamim. Rabbi Yehuda says he shechs the shlamim first and shaves after it. And Rabbi Elazar says he would only shave after the chattas, shechattas kodemus mikol makum, because the chattas takes precedence everywhere, so it's the first carbon brought here as well. They both agree that the shaving follows the first carbon, but disagree which carbon is first. So the Nazir who moved his hairy razor piece on the Tahor Nazir Monopoly board once his first carbon was brought and avoided landed on the Pesach Olam Moed spot, for it would be a disgrace, which reminds us, a brisa provides a source for shaving after shlamim. Megillah HaNazir Pesach Olam Moed, the Nazir shall shave at the entrance of the Olam Moed, but shlamim akas medaber, the Pesach actually refers to the shlamim, teaching that the shaving follows it, because the words Pesach Olam Moed are written about a shlamim's shchita. The Pesach's not teaching a location for the shaving, but the sequence. The brisa then explains why we do not interpret it as literally requiring shaving at the entrance of the Olam Moed, im ken derech mezayin. If so, it would be a disgraceful behavior. So the Nazir who moved his hairy razor piece on the Tahor Nazir Monopoly board once his first carbon was brought and avoided landing on the Pesach Olam Moed spot, for it would be a disgrace, was beat by the Tahor Nazir who was able to get his clump of hairpiece under the fiery pot spot, which had a picture of a shlamim cooking. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings the machlokas when the Nazir's hair is placed on the fire of the shlamim. Daf Mem Vav, so the Simmer Daf Mem Vav is a cow, because cows go moo. So here goes. The former Nazir drinking wine while sitting on his hairy cow. Cow? That must mean we're on Daf Mem Vav. Moo. The former Nazir drinking wine while sitting on his hairy cow inside a cemetery celebrating the end of his Naziris, since the blood from one of his karbanas was sprinkled, which reminds us, the next Mishnah teaches that after the shlamim is cooked and the foreleg is waved, the Nazir becomes permitted to drink wine and become tamei from the dead. Rabbi Shimon says, Kevin Shinizra kol avechum min adamim. Once the blood of one of the karbanas was sprinkled for him, hutru ha-Nazir lishtos b'yayin li-tamei l'meisim. The Nazir is permitted to drink wine and become tamei to the dead. In a brisa, Rabbi Eliezer says, the pasuk states, "V'achri yishteh ha-nazir yain." Afterwards, the nazir may drink wine. Achra Maisim Kulan. This means after all the activities are performed. So the former Nazir drinking wine while sitting on his hairy cow inside a cemetery, celebrating the end of his Nazirah, since the blood from one of his karbanos was sprinkled, got double bad news when he was told that since Tanufa wasn't done, he wasn't released from any of the Nazir prohibitions, which reminds us, Rav says, Tanufa benazim akeves. The waving procedure of a Nazir prevents the release of the prohibitions if it's not performed. The Gemara explains that this was said according to Rabbi Eliezer, who said, all activities are required. The chiddush is that one might have thought, kevin delinyan kapar shiari mitzihi, since regarding atonement of other karbanas, the tanufa is merely a residual part of the mitzvah and not critical. Here too, it's not critical to the nazir's permit. So Rav taught otherwise. So the former nazir drinking wine while sitting on his hairy cow inside a cemetery, celebrating the end of his naziris, since the blood from one of his karbanas was sprinkled, got double bad news when he was told that since tanufa wasn't done, he wasn't released from any of the nazir prohibitions, and that he must regrow his hair since he shaved on a karban where the blood became tamei before Zerika, which reminds us, the next Mishnah discusses the status of shaving when a karban is invalid. Alright, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which daf do we discuss when a Zav, who is a Tevil Yom, cannot enter the Machane Levia? That's on daf Mem Dalet. Good. Number 2, which daf do we learn that Tanufa Benazma Akevas, the waving procedure of a Nazir, prevents the release of the prohibitions if it's not performed? That's on daf Membav. Good. Number 3, which is when a Nazir does not shave at the Pesach of the Ohel Moed, for that would be a Bezayon. That's on daf Memhe. Good. Number 4, which daf do we have Machlokes is regarding who becomes Tamei first to deal with a Meis Mitzvah, a Kohen Gadol or a Nazir? That's on daf Memzayin. Good. Number 5, which daf do we discuss the status of shaving when a carbon is possible and the Nazir is required to regrow his hair? That's on daf Membav. Good. Number 6, which daf do we learn a Kohen Gadol who is a Meruba Bagadim should become Tamei first before a Meshuach B'Shemen HaMishcha? That's on daf Memzayin. Good. Number 7, which daf do we learn a Nazir may shampoo his hair but not comb it, since the purpose of combing is to remove dangling hairs? That's on daf Membez. Good. Number 8, which daf we have a question, who's greater, a Meshuach Mochamor or a Skunk Kohen Gadol? That's on daf Memzayin. Good. Number 9, which daf do we learn Rabbi Kiva holds that if a Tamei Nazir shaves on the 8th day, he can bring his karbanos on the same day? That's on daf Memdalet. Good. Number 9, which daf do we have in Malchus when the Nazir's hair is placed on the fire of the Shlamim? That's on daf Memhe. Good. Number 10, which daf do we have in Malchus when does a Nazir become permitted to drink wine and become Tamei to the Mason? That's on daf Membav. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldham Zich wishing you a great day and great learning.